Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, didn't see you there, microphone. Whoa, you caught us in a completely candid moment, actually.
Great. Well, yeah, sure. Come on in. You guys, this episode is what a pleasant surprise. It's brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Well, yeah, it is sponsored. That's great. We're already here recording. We might as well talk about Hulu Plus.
All right, sure.
You know, you've probably tried Hulu.com, but with Hulu Plus, you can do so much more. You can watch your favorite TV shows anytime, anywhere.
And that's how you do it. That was natural. That was perfect.
That
all
was
right?
organic.
Yo, all right, yo, Hulu, you're going to want to send this intro to every podcast that you advertise.
We're going to win a Cable Ace Award for this commercial.
It. We killed that.
Oh, we have to talk about a little bit more about like what they do and stuff like that.
Hulu, Hulu, please.
No, we lost
it. You watch TV shows.
Help.
Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in your living room or on the go with your smartphone or tablet.
That's right. So you can basically watch TV shows on your phone. You can watch SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. You can watch every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, SVU, Doctor Who, and Community on your computer.
Every episode of Law & Order, SVU.
You can watch it on your computer. You can watch it on your TV.
Stabler. Yeah. Detective Elliot Stabler, you're my boy.
They also have exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots.
Yeah. Yo, Stabler, like, he doesn't rest.
That's the
I don't know
thing
if you've seen
it.
Like SVU, but like he doesn't give up till he cares so much. Sometimes he cares too much.
Okay, well, this is not an ad for a Law and Order SVU you want to stay right. focused on. Yep. So there is a product that we're talking about.
Hulu Plus, right. So Elliot Stabler.
Okay. And how much does it cost to have access to all these shows and movies? Certainly a lot more than
Elliot Stabler gets paid. By the NYPD.
Oh, no, actually, it's not. It's very little.
Well, I'm saying he barely gets any money. It's a labor of love.
But even he can afford Hulu Plus, which is only $7.99 a month.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have time to watch TV because he's always having crimes. But yeah, if he did, if Stabler wanted to, he could afford it.
So at $8 a month, how much would it cost for a year of Hulu Plus?
Is this an impromptu math quiz? It's $96 a year.
Nailed it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I think it still makes me bad at math that I was surprised and happy by getting that.
Yeah, you did two little permutations in your head. One, to figure out that there's 12 months in a year, and then two, 8 times 12, which is
no, 96. Actually, I did three, I guess, because I did 12 months in a year.
Yeah.
And then I did 8 times 11, which I knew was 88.
And then you add then 8. That's 8. A little tip. Now we're giving you Hulu Plus love and a little tip. And to give you guys a little more, you can go to HuluPlus.com/Amir, and that'll give you a special offer. It'll give you a free extended 2-week trial. So even if you don't want to pay any money, just for 2 weeks, check it out. Use Hulu Plus. See if you like it. If not, there's no obligation at all. So guys, thank you so much. Please support our sponsors. It's HuluPlus.com/Amir to check it out. And please, please, please enjoy this episode.
Good episode.
Actually, you know what? Things, now that I'm trying to rack my brain, they did. They did. They got real.
They got real.
They did in this
They
one.
Got so real.
Yeah, they got.
They actually got really real.
You think so?
You remember when?
Oh, my God. Okay.
That was
you know,
real.
We
that
don't
was,
want to all say.
Right, all right,
please,
all right.
Please. It, I enjoyed this episode. It
Good
got so real.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, if I were you, I'll tell you just what I would do. There's no need to be afraid, cause Jake and Amir are here. Yeah, you could email in a question, or you could just enjoy the show. Either way, everything's happening.
Hashtag dope.
Okay.
Love it. I like that one a lot.
I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're smiling.
I know.
What's up?
I ate a lot of sugar for lunch.
That shouldn't make you hateful.
What?
You're like, you're still smiling and hateful.
It's off-putting.
You ate sugar doesn't really... I don't mean like what? Yeah, no, sugar has nothing to do with it. You're a bad guy.
Oh, lice! Oh, a lot of lice.
Not just lice, maggots. There's a mouse in there.
A nickel.
Jesus.
Ow.
So many.
Anyway, welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that shoots in a different single location every single time we record. I'm Amir.
And I think I'm Jake. I forget.
We are recording this Wednesday night. In a hotel room in New Orleans.
Should I be looking at that camera?
Oh, yeah. We're also...
Are we addressing the camera right now?
You are. Oh, you're addressing the camera. we have cameras with us, so we figured we would videotape, record this episode, and put it online. I don't know when I'm going to get around to actually putting the video up. So for now, just listen to it, and then hopefully sometime this week I'll be able to upload it.
Right. It's weird. So you're like watching, someone's watching this video right now. For now, just listen to it. Okay?
Yeah.
No watching, just listen.
Close your eyes. Pretend that we're not here. Yeah, if you are listening, we will try to upload the video soon. If you're watching the video...
Then we succeeded.
Yeah. We might even be dead by the time you see this. Oh. That's the magic of the road trip.
In a ditch somewhere.
We've driven... God, I don't know, 1,500 miles in the last 3 days?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of driving.
But we saw a lot of America.
We really did.
And I'm ready to fly home. I think I'm done.
I think I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I think Mississippi was was worth checking out, but I'd like to fly over Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and all the rest.
I think that
might be the rest.
What, just Texas, New Mexico? Oh, Arizona.
Texas, New Mexico, Arizona.
Wow.
California.
So we've basically...
We crossed so many states, and now there's just like, there's three.
Yeah, in the east, it's all very like dense, and then once you get out west, it's like four states until California.
Yeah, Jesus.
But that, enough about geography.
Yeah, we're trying to go out in New Orleans tonight, you know what I'm saying?
It's 11:05. When did you want? All right, so we might as well explain what the rules are. The way it works is people email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. They're in difficult places. They need advice, and so they come looking towards us for some reason, and we sift through all the emails and choose a couple, you know, four or five, whatever, and try to answer them on this show.
You over-explained it.
Really?
You over-explained it, I think.
How so?
Let me try. I'm gonna take the reins on this one, Bloom.
You think I spent too long and now you want to explain it again?
You overdid it. Here, let me show you how it's done.
Wouldn't this be overdoing it?
So here's what here's what we do on the show, the podcast. All right, so what you want to do is download the podcast app on Apple.
Oh, no.
chill. I got off to an inauspicious start, but I think I can reel it in.
You've already spent more time than I did.
Hey, shit.
Ah, damn it, Hurwitz. There you go again. Your dad was right. Let's read these emails and try to give some advice. We're going to give these real emails fake names to preserve their...
anonymity.
Anonymity. So, let's call them cities that we visited so far.
That sounds nice.
So this first one comes from a dude named Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Great city. I'd never been to Alabama or Mississippi before today.
Yeah. Tuscaloosa was cool.
Yeah, we drove through both. All right. Tuscaloosa writes, "So I've been talking to this chick I met on Tinder for a while now. Jake would be proud. The only thing she doesn't go to my university, she goes to one..." Oh my gosh. See, now that it's a video,
people
know how terrible they are.
I'm like real good.
No, I know this. I know the sentence now. Yeah, yeah. You can read the next one.
Thank you. I like reading it. Read it all the time, and I like to do it too.
Okay, so, well, you should have mentioned something earlier instead of just privately stewing.
Well, no, I'm doing it.
I know.
You let out all the dirty laundry. You read all the questions, and I wish I could. That's it. Ta-da. Cheers. I like working with you. I hope to continue.
That being said,
we are on the rocks. Go ahead.
Much like the whiskey I'd like to be drinking later, we are on the rocks. All right. Starting from the top. Now we're here. Tuscaloosa writes, "So I've been talking to this chick that I met on Tinder for a while now. The only thing is, she doesn't go to my university. She goes to one about an hour and a half away. And we really click. She has double D's, which is tight. Anyway, Christmas is coming up, and so is her birthday, which is on the 27th. And we're not dating yet, but we probably will be eventually. Should I get her a gift for both, one, or none? We've been talking for about a month now. Seize the cheese, Tuscaloosa.
It's so funny, because every time I'm like, I want to rip into this dude, but then he ends it with seize the cheese, and I'm like, oh, he supports me.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you're not smart.
He's only been talking to this girl on Tinder.
She lives an hour away.
An hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm. They've only ever talked on Tinder.
Yes.
He doesn't have her number. He just messages her via the app.
And he's wondering whether he should get her a Christmas gift and a birthday gift or just one.
Well,
or maybe neither. Because, you know.
Well, I think because they're not dating.
Well, no, they haven't actually met.
But they're probably going to date.
Eventually.
So I think, like, how much do you want to spend on the birthday gift? $250, $500? I think that's fair, especially if you love her.
Well, he does. He just hasn't met her yet.
She's got double D's.
That's true.
Yo, you honestly, you got to get her two presents. One for each of the D's. One for each tit. Yeah, that's what's up.
You have to spend $200 per D.
She already got you two gifts.
Oh.
Shit, she got you two gifts. You got to get her two, all right? Now to meet her. Now it's time to meet her for the first time ever. Here we go. This is my girlfriend. I'm going to get her two presents. I'd love to meet you. Can I meet you with gifts? Like a secret Santa that you know about.
I need to meet you before the 25th because I want to come over for Christmas and give you a gift. And then I need to meet you again for date number two with your birthday gift.
Because to be honest, I need to get to know you to figure out what you like. It's kind of tough to buy a gift for my girlfriend when I've never seen her face. I've never seen you animated. I see five pictures of you. I think I got a pretty good idea. You have a bio that was 500 characters or less.
Yeah.
And I see we have one mutual friend, some kid I grew up with. So I think we're meant to be.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And just by a quick little eyeball test in the picture number four, it is a group shot, but I am 50% confident that those are double D's.
Those are absolutely the double D's. I've got to seize the D's.
Oh, Merce.
Seize the D's.
Why would he get her two gifts? That's more times than he's met her. Yeah. Zero. You don't get gifts for someone you've never met.
Why are you so sure she's going to be your girlfriend?
Why? Yeah, we will be eventually. When? It's been a month.
And you haven't met. And
what are you waiting for?
So you're going to enter into a long-distance relationship, which is, you know, I think dumb.
Right.
With somebody that you've never met. That you met on Tinder while you're in college. She goes to a different college than him.
Yeah. So should he get her two gifts or one?
Oh, that was the question.
Yeah.
It wasn't whether or not he should go out with her or whether or not you should meet her. So I guess one, don't even meet her because it's not worth.
That way you're saving money because in theory, you in your brain, you already spent money for two gifts.
That's true.
So you're saving money right there.
How does he meet someone else with double D's?
Oh, gosh.
That's
at least within an hour and a half. By the way, an hour and a half, what is that like? That's a 90-mile drive. What's his Tinder radius? Maximum?
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe they matched when he was like somewhere closer when they were, I don't know. Maybe she like is from his home.
Oh, you know what it is? Maybe she's like an hour and a half away, but with the double D's. Like, the Tinder radius starts from the edge of her D's.
Of her nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, the so nipple like is 5 miles away, but then her body is another 100, whatever. Yeah, of course. That makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense.
So for Christmas, I'm thinking you give her a nice sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then for birthday, let's get a little bit more personal.
That's true.
Yeah. Like
lingerie. Yeah, so here's actually a really cute gift that I've always thought about giving a girl. It's like, you get her, like, really sexy lingerie, right?
I don't know. Why are you asking
You get a girl really sexy lingerie. So it's like, oh, wow, this is sexy. This is sweet. I'm, like, super attracted to you. But then you also get her, like, pajama pants and a big T-shirt. So you're like, hey, I like you no matter what. I want you to be comfortable. But, like, you turn me on. And no pressure.
You turn me on, and you can also turn me off.
So anyway, that's my advice for you. Really want to get her a gift.
And also
two gifts.
You present it to her by wearing the lingerie. So you're like, this is what I got you. And then you take off your robe, and
let me slip
lingerie
into something more comfortable.
And then if this creeps you out, I also got you pajama pants.
Anyway, I think that's a good gift. All right,
pajama pants. Actually, a robe is a good gift.
No, not a robe.
A robe is
no,
a good
no,
gift.
Not a robe. I'm saying pajama
I don't know,
pants.
I'm saying separately yeah. from that. My advice is to give her a robe because a robe is like a very comfortable item of clothes that a lot of people don't purchase for themselves.
A robe and an umbrella. The least romantic gifts you can give her.
I'm a very practical gift giver.
I say, you know what's a really good gift that's super cheap and you can totally, I don't know who.
We should preface this by don't give her a gift. And then this is also
disclaimer,
just,
don't do the gift.
Tuscaloosa, do not give her a gift.
This is for all these people out there that are trying to think of like gifts for their girlfriends for Christmas.
For people who have actually met their significant other. Yeah. So let's say you've actually started dating someone and you want to get that person
say,
a gift.
Say that you've actually like started dating someone and met them and like, you know them and all that.
Yeah.
Good
shit.
That's like dope. Way to go. That's
like
correct.
Beyond just matched with them on Tinder.
Right. Like met them. Hung out with them. I feel bad making fun of this dude for like you found somebody, maybe that's good. Who cares? Anyway,
they end up getting married.
they have a kid that grows up to be the president.
This is playing every day in his crib just to drive him.
So what you do is give somebody a really old t-shirt and you say that it's your favorite shirt. So they're like, oh my God, this is like so romantic. He gave me his favorite shirt.
Oh. But isn't that also running the risk of you just giving someone an old t-shirt as a gift?
Yeah, but they think that it means something.
Oh, so they just assume the sentimental value
look,
is through the roof.
All of my exes out there who clutching my favorite t-shirt, just know it was. All right, that was honest.
It wasn't it was $8 shirt honest. I got at Kmart that afternoon.
It was me being honest with you guys, each one of y'all that made me have this idea for other girlfriends. Can we edit this out?
No, actually, this is it.
Dope.
Actually, don't all your exes live in Texas?
Yeah, like I'm George Strait.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's so unique.
Sorry, go on. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Did you actually give someone a t-shirt and now you're embarrassed?
No.
That'll come out as clearly lying in the video version of the episode. All right, next question.
Yeah.
This one comes from somebody, a lady. What should we call this lady?
Charlottesville.
Oh, that's cute. Charlottesville. Ooh. Charlotte S. Ville writes, oh, wait, you wanted to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker. Oh, it's a little harder to hold the mic. Remember to speak right into the mic. And right. Then, it's right through there, so it's kind of blocking your vision, right?
Hey, guys.
Oh.
What? Hey, guys. Love the show. Oh, ass.
Are you taking a shit?
Oh,
God.
Hey, guys. Love the show. That being said, I found myself in a bit of a sticky situation. My long-distance boyfriend of a year recently expressed to me that he wants to have a roommate live with him as he lives alone in a two-bedroom condo. Only issue is he wants it to be a girl. He claims they are cleaner, better cooks, and more studious. Obviously, being a girl, I told him this makes me uncomfortable. He claims it wouldn't be weird, but I feel like it's a terrible idea. It's not that I don't trust him. I'm just afraid one thing will lead to another since it's an intimate situation. Am I overreacting, or do I have a right to be weirded out? Help! Thank you, Charlotte S. Ville. I nailed that shit.
That was good.
I nailed that read.
That was good.
I didn't read that shit before.
Yeah,
all right?
You did.
Yeah, I practiced once.
I saw you in the mirror. You're practically off book.
Easy does it. You wrote that question, I think.
It was in your cadence, your voice, and your tone. Real easy bit of advice for this one. Ugly girl.
Yeah, you're saying you choose the girl.
Yeah. The lady chooses the girl. So Charlotte S. Ville, you get to choose.
I feel like people do that with like nannies.
The most unattractive woman you can find.
But then her boyfriend's going to be like, well, she looks messy. She's a slob. I can totally tell.
Yeah, I need someone who's like not only neat, but also fit.
Yeah, like because I want my roommate to motivate me.
Yeah, and I don't want 7 out of 10. I need her to be like a 9 or a 10. I need a room with a dime.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that way it'll motivate me to be a better boyfriend to you.
I get it. I understand what he's doing.
Yeah,
so,
which
like,
is what?
I will go one step further than your advice of her picking the girl and just say break up with your boyfriend.
Oh, you think he's just trying to hook up with someone?
Uh-huh. I think he has that in his mind.
Isn't that a dangerous situation?
What do you mean? Yeah, of course. But he's like, I want to have a roommate. Oh, yeah. So, like, I want it to be a hot girl. Maybe he's like thinking like, oh, nothing will actually happen, but I just like want a girl around. But no, he's just like, yeah, he wants to hook up with somebody else.
It's dangerous. It's putting himself in a situation to be a dangerous boy.
Trying to.
Yeah. That's why if she chooses the girl, suddenly she's like calling his bluff.
She should suggest that she moves in. You don't need a roommate. I'll live with you. Ooh.
Who's she kissing? This is her kissing.
I'll live with you, buddy.
What? Yeah, why doesn't she live with... Did she mention anything about where she lives?
Maybe they've never met.
Oh, it's
met.
A long-distance boyfriend. Oh, this is the girl with the double Ds. She's already dating him in her mind, too.
The thing is, I got these double Ds.
God, a long-distance relationship plus female roommate? That's damned.
No, yeah, you're done.
She's damned.
You're done.
She's
you're
damned. Done.
You're done. You're damned. You're out. You're good. You're out.
You're
fuck it.
Damned
you're
in distress.
Get up on that Tinder game. Get up on that Tinder game.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. Get up on that Tinder game. Doo-da-doo-da day. Gonna swipe all day. Gonna be... Oh, he hit me.
For those of you guys that are listening to the podcast without seeing the video, I pretended to hit Amir with my microphone.
He struck me.
You guys, now you have to watch the video.
Yeah, that's called incentivizing.
That was good.
Multimedia... cross-platform webisode mobisode hybrids.
I'm gonna walk away. What do you mean why?
You know why.
Next question. Break up with your boyfriend. He wants to cheat on you.
Oh my god, that's such a pessimistic out. This is just coming from someone who does cheat. What if he does actually want him? he wants to cheat on you?
Yeah.
Because he wants a female roommate, or because all guys always want to cheat on their girlfriend?
Because he wants a female roommate. That's not a normal thing.
Well, what if he does just... Or what about gay guy? Or lesbian? Lesbian, best of both worlds. He can still have an attractive female roommate.
Well, now you're stereotyping, actually.
How so?
I don't think... I don't understand it, but I don't like it.
I don't know why you're being
You're
small.
Trying to make him live with a gay guy or a lesbian.
Yeah. I think gay girl is the way to go.
I think break up with him.
You just want to date this
girl.
Well,
she should test the waters and say something like that.
So she should say, go for the lesbian?
And maybe see if he, like, if he hesitates.
I think lesbian is the ultimate answer here. He gets to live with a girl. She gets to not be afraid.
Yeah. I think break up with him is the ultimate answer. He is actively trying to cheat on you. He basically just put out a personal ad. That's what he did.
Hey,
he's like, oh, actually, can I find my roommate on Tinder? I feel weird using Facebook. I don't want to blast all my friends. I think I'm just going to meet a girl on Tinder and have her move in.
Actually, I need to vet this roommate first, so we're going to go out for drinks and then get dinner, you know, just to see if I get along with my roommate.
Yeah.
And then I want to like hook up with her just to make sure that there's no like weird chemistry situation.
Right. If there's like a sexual tension, it's going to be super weird. Yeah. So you should get that
out of the way.
Like, right off the bat, I'm going to fuck her. And actually, this is crazy. If I like fucking her, I'm going to keep doing it, and we're going to break up.
No. I'm just going to keep fucking her until I don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay,
I won't
she's
even
done.
Tell
she's
you.
Out of my life.
I don't even have to tell you about it.
I fucked somebody. All right, I fucked someone. I love her. I want her to move in.
I'm fucking my roommate.
Is that a big deal to you, you long-distance lover?
Break up with him.
All right. Jake says break up. I say lesbian.
There we go.
All right, let's take our little break time.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving
most of it yours.
The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use, Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, mm-hmm. big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never mm-hmm. complain or talk about yes. it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
Mm-hmm. But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, mm-hmm. you get matched with a licensed therapist, mm-hmm. and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
But we also, I guess, can talk about the road trip so far. 3 days in.
3 days in.
We're already running on empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a 2-hour nap above John and Giancarlo today.
Is that illegal?
I don't know. There are seatbelts in there. I think we're supposed to use them. That's the cool thing about driving in an RV, though. I'm so comfortable all the time. I'm never bored. Just like there's huge windows everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like walking around.
But it doesn't seem legal that you can like click it or tick it. You have to wear a seatbelt. Or if you're in an RV, you can lay on a bed on top of the steering wheel.
Whenever I'm sleeping up there, sometimes I'll hear the groove pavement going. Yeah. I don't know how many times Giancarlo is driven off the road, but during my nap, it's like, brrr. And there was one time where we were doing it for a really long time. I was just like imagining.
I'm like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to tip over. Yeah, and now what?
We're getting sideswiped by a truck, and I think I die up here.
Well, what a way to go.
That's definitely how you die. I would die up there if we got into an accident.
Like, I don't know, because you're at the top. Like,
If it flips over, I'm the first to be crushed. I'm crushed.
But what a way to go during a nap.
Oh, that was the other thing we did. We shot that Instagram video.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like, we sort of cheated it, but it was still the most dangerous thing.
This video is on Jake's Instagram if you want to see it. But
Jake Hurwitz. But Jake Hurwitz. Jake Hurwitz on Instagram. A-J-A.
A-A-J-A. No, you spelled it. Spelled it wrong.
It.
Three times. But then the first four letters.
Followers. All right. Y'all know my name. I don't, but.
A-A-J-A.
A-J-J-A-R-K-J-H-U-R-N-I. Z-Z-Z.
We took a video where I'm in the driving seat looking at Jake instead of the road.
And I was like off frame, like steering with the little tip of the steering wheel while John Grimm, one of our camera ops.
Yeah, we're traveling with two of our camera operators, our cameramen, our friends, really.
Yeah, they've been around since they shot. They shot like some of the first Jake and Amir.
Yeah, they also co-write a bunch of the, or not co-write, but like punch up all these scripts too.
Yeah,
so they're like writer, director, producer friends.
Too.
Yeah.
When it's too
They're basically the number 3 and 4 people behind the Jake and Amir operation.
Yeah.
So anyway, today Jake was, or no, I was driving. Jake was trying to guide the steering wheel while I looked away from it.
Right. And I was also trying to act.
Right. Because you're like, look at the road, look at the road.
And I'm thinking like, look at the road. And honestly, like an RV, when you're driving in like a Honda, it's like, oh yeah, just like, I could drive a Honda with my pinky.
Right.
On that thing, like I was off I was off the line for like 2 seconds. I was like trying to get it back, and it's like this beast of,
yeah, you have to like really put your body weight into it to straighten it out.
It's like an exercise.
So we actually did drift into another lane and almost hit a car. And then you posed a very interesting question, which was, if we died shooting this video and ended up killing somebody in a car next door, or a car next to us, we crashed into them, we all died, and they found that video at the site of the wreckage, would people be mad at us?
I think our legacy is tarnished. if we die on this trip, I think that like everyone is like, wow, they were so funny, they were great. Like, there are people like posting about it. People are like, we lost God gained angels today. But if we run our RV into a minivan carrying a family of four, everyone perishes. Among the wreckage, they find this Instagram video where Amir is full on not looking at the road. All of us cracking up.
I die in character.
We're devils for that.
Yeah, with Satan has gained four minions today. Each one more evil than the last.
All right. Well,
luckily we survived, so you don't have to even worry about it.
The police see that video and arrest us. Can they do that?
Can we be retroactively arrested?
What's the statute of limitations up on that?
Hopefully, whatever it is, we're safe.
How long are we at? 25?
Yeah, 25-ish minutes. All right. Talked about 20 Jeans. Guys, check them out. Helps us out. Helps you guys. Helps us. Helps 20 Jeans. It's a triple helping situation.
Yo, it's over. Quit it. They pulled the sponsorship.
Oh, I was joking about that. All right. Question the third?
Yep.
This one comes from another lady. Do you have another city that we've driven through that sounds like a female?
Ms. Orleans.
Oh, what about Mississippi?
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's good. That was mine.
Jackson. Jackson
came up with that.
Jackson or Mississippi.
Yeah, that was me.
Right. Do you want to read it or should I?
Yeah, I did that. You, please.
Hey, guys. Okay, I've been on Tinder for a really long time, and I have around 150 matches. Matching for me isn't the problem, and neither is talking to said match. It always seems that once I start up a conversation with a guy, they always end up asking for my number or my Snapchat, which I don't mind at all. The problem is that then they always ask me for nudes. Often guys even start conversations with something like, send me nudes. I even put, please don't ask for nudes in my description, but that doesn't seem to stop them. Once a guy I had been talking to for a while, and we were hitting it off, asked for nudes, and when I politely said no, he stopped responding. Is it bad that I just want to talk and get to know a guy and then see where it leads? Advice on this Tinder dilemma, or should I just give up on Tinder guys completely? Thanks. Mississippi.
Who are these guys and how dare they?
Well, I think this is the thing. Most guys are these guys. So like,
why?
What an advantage you have if you're a normal, non-creepy guy.
Every date I've ever been on, like from, I think I've never been on an OkCupid date, even though I use it. But any Tinder date. Oh wait, yes, I have. I went on one OkCupid. Anyway, whatever. Every single one I've ever been on, they're just like, it's like impressive that I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
they're not like, oh my god, funny, you're really smart. They're just like, you're not weird.
We've been talking for 30 seconds and you haven't asked to see me naked.
You didn't show up and you weren't a foot and a half shorter than me. You don't have a boil on your face that you hid in all your pictures.
What a sad state of, like, should she give up on Tinder guys? I feel like she should just give up on guys completely.
I think she should take out don't ask me for nudes.
Oh, you think that, like,
in her bio.
I think that, like, gives them the idea.
Yeah. It's like, don't ask me for, a guy sees that and he's like, oh, that means she's made the mistake of sending nudes too many times. Maybe she's weak and I'll bring it up.
Or another way to think about it is she's like actively saying, hey, I don't want to send you naked pictures. And 9 times out of 10 guys are still like, I just want to see naked pictures. If you're just normal, any guy that's listening who's on Tinder or otherwise, if you're just not a creep, what a huge advantage you have over 95% of the population. Just don't be an asshole. It's so easy.
I like naked pictures. It's just hard to ask for them.
Yeah,
people
okay.
have to volunteer.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Right. Every guy wants to see naked pictures. No guy should actively ask for them.
Especially right off the bat. Like, that can't be successful.
Never. Even if it is, what are you getting? Like, just don't you want to, like, actually meet
the
this
human?
The reason
you're using it is to have sex, not to jerk off.
Yeah, you can find it. There's videos of naked women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. I feel like the only people that are sending nudes like that quickly are other dudes pretending to be girls.
And it's so funny. Like, to be a girl that uses Tinder is like such a different experience than a guy. Like, all guys are so like terrible that like when a girl uses it, if she swipes a guy to the right, odds are he probably already saw it because he's using it so much more actively because right. he wants to see nude chicks. And it's probably just like a high success rate of like, okay, match.
An attractive girl probably cannot swipe to the right without matching.
Right. And it's such a high quantity, but it's such a low, low quality.
Which is insane. I really think that these guys can do better. Why waste, like, it's insane. Real sex is way better than
a single nude photo.
Yeah. Okay.
I think my advice is to any girl to not use Tinder. Right? I can't believe girls are on Tinder.
Snapchat, too.
Are you done with Snapchat?
I deleted Snapchat.
Really?
Garbage. Stupid shit.
I mean, that's what I thought, and you agreed, and you had it, and you used it.
All the time.
Yeah.
And now I don't use it. My life is infinitely better.
People use that shit so much.
It's so weird. Why?
I was at a family dinner the other night, and there was like a teenage lady there, and she was Snapchatting a bunch. I'm like, do people use Snapchat? It's like, they use Snapchat instead of text.
Yeah.
Like pictures, text.
Which I sort of understand because it's like really passive. It's like passive texting. Like sometimes I'll want to text someone and I don't even have anything to talk to them about. I just want to be like, I'm thinking about you. But I have to be like, all right, what can I say? Like, oh, this is something that reminds me of them. I'll say that.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking about this. Like, but Snapchat is just so like, it doesn't matter. Here's a picture of my face with like... crazy Thursday afternoon.
And then you send it to multiple people.
Right. And they're like, you get all these replies back. So it's just like, people thinking of me. Oh, me. All right, me. The world's me.
And it's almost like it's bad on purpose by design. And that's what people like about it, that it looks so rough.
It's garbage. Fuck Snapchat. I'll go on record right now.
I don't care who works at that multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Yo, how's that? Jake Hurwitz coming for you, huh? Yeah. Yo, fuck Snapchat. Follow me on Instagram. AJJKLARAZWH.
At AOL.net, y'all. All right. What is this girl asking for?
I swear to God, next week I'll have Snapchat again.
Yeah, just hearing about it really just, I'm interested again for the first
time. Yeah,
sort
of explaining it made me realize I like it.
All right. Advice on this Tinder. Should I give up on Tinder guys completely?
Oh, no, but I mean, just keep on doing what you're doing. And as soon as somebody asks you for a nude, block them. And there are normal guys out there.
Yeah.
The thing is also, like, the best case scenario, she meets somebody that just wants to fuck her. Like, it's nudes. Yeah, those guys are garbage. But then, like, if you actually hit it off and you meet somebody, chances are he just wants to, like, sleep with you, no strings attached. But maybe that's what you want too.
So
people do get relationships off of Tinder.
So if I were you, I would not be on Tinder. But Jake's advice is keep going and you'll find...
You're saying her delete Tinder?
Yeah. That's my advice for any girl.
But for every guy, your advice is download Tinder.
Right. I mean, in my quote-unquote world where everybody follows my advice, Tinder is obsolete because only guys use it.
Tinder is Grindr.
Tinder. Tinder and Grindr merge into one Tinder app. Speaking of guys and their brains, that actually leads pretty well to our last question of the day, which is pretty great. I'll let you read this time. This one comes from someone we'll call New Orleans.
New Orleans writes, "Here's my situation. Lately, I've become increasingly bored and subsequently have more time to jack off. I still watch my fair share of porn, as much as the typical 20-year-old dude watches, but lately I've been getting into some pretty weird shit. And I'm not referring to weird shit like pregnant porn or anal enema gaping. Instead, I've turned my attention to Tinder. I swipe right for everybody, maybe 100 every time I take a shit, and periodically throughout the day when I have nothing to do at work..." Fuck. It is hard. I swipe right for everybody, maybe 100 every time I take a shit, and periodically throughout the day when I have nothing to do at work. As a pretty good-looking Christian white man, I get my fair share of matches. This is where shit gets weird with me. I sift through my matches and look for potential targets, i.e. hot girls, or at least girls that are decent looking and also give off that vibe that they want or even need the deacon. Most of my success comes with the latter group. I start off every conversation the same way. Hi, blank, smiley face. What are you up to? Then I slowly escalate the conversation sexually and see how they respond. If they bite, I get their number and it's off to the races. Soon we are sexting hardcore. Descriptions of what we're going to do, pictures. I've even had a girl send me a vid of her finger blasting the wound that never healed between her legs. Usually I drag this out until I get my nut, and then I block the number in my phone and delete it, as well as block them on Tinder. I do this about once a week, or whenever the mood strikes me. Sometimes I'm stoned, sometimes I'm completely sober. I have a girlfriend, and a healthy sex life with her, and I have no intention of making contact with any of these girls at any point. Is this cheating? Should I stop or just continue my pimp reign on these Tinder hoes? Should I see a doctor? New Orleans.
Yes, this is by far the worst person that's ever written to the show, right? He's a sociopath.
Yeah, you're a sociopath, but
he's insane. He calls these girls targets, so he already feels like he's...
But you're putting him on blast.
I absolutely am putting him on
blast.
You
don't have to put him on blast.
And then he takes advantage... This is the guy that we're talking about in the last question.
He's sick. You understand?
Yeah.
He's sick.
But
you wouldn't make fun of a deaf person because they couldn't hear, would you?
That's a choice.
Well,
this is a choice.
It's not a choice.
The deaf person didn't choose to be deaf.
His head ain't on straight. His head ain't on straight, bud.
This is you.
This is me.
This is you.
So am I the worst person that ever hosted a podcast? Maybe.
No, this is more. This is even
this is
fucked up than anything you've ever done.
I think this guy is a piece of shit.
He's like Patrick Bateman. He's a sociopath.
Yeah. I would say delete Tinder. Lose your phone and go to jail.
Please, in any order. I don't care.
I think you should be in at least juvie for this.
Usually I drag this out into... I mean, all these quotes are... I hope he's trolling us and that this isn't real, but because all these quotes are so amazingly terrible.
This poor girl that just wrote in like, hey, I really want to meet a guy, but they always ask me for nudes. What do I do? Should I keep the app? Should I delete Tinder? I target potential victims. And I sex them, make them feel vulnerable. I keep their fucking sex pictures and videos, and then I delete their names and contacts.
I drag this out until I get my nut. And then I block the number in my phone and delete it, as well as block them
on
Tinder.
He's going to end up matching with one of his girlfriend's friends.
And yeah, this, like, already the first paragraph, second paragraph makes him seem insanely terrible. And then he ends it with, also, I have a girlfriend?
Right.
Awful. Here's another funny line. Or at least girls that are decent looking and also give off the vibe that they want the deacon.
They want, or maybe even need the deacon.
Nobody needs your deacon.
Also, he's like, it's usually the latter group, obviously.
Yeah, no.
I don't think smoke shows are sending you those pictures.
No smoke shows want/need the deacon.
As a single white Christian male, you're a white supremacist on top of everything.
How dare you bring religion into this?
You racist sociopath.
You evil, evil man.
What do you use for the main profile picture? You got a dog in there?
A dog?
I want his advice.
you look up to
this
him.
Pimp.
Oh my god.
This sexting Casanova? Yeah.
You think he's a hero to you now.
Sexting really doesn't do it for me. I understand it as like it's like sort of like foreplay.
It's like an exciting little flirtatious appeal.
But I would never be like, all right, yeah, we sexted, now goodbye forever. I'd be like, okay, we sexted, now I like need to fuck.
Well, he drags us out until he gets his nut.
Yeah, I mean, I understand getting a nut.
Obviously.
Dude, I'm with you. All right?
I get it.
Look, Amir's a loser, but I'm cool.
This girl's gotta get that nut.
Yeah, and as a white Jewish male, I get my fair share of matches.
But I don't target these people.
I have never...
Steal their sexuality, pump them, and then dump them.
I feel like I've used Tinder in quite a few cities, and I've never, ever, ever felt like
a vibe of that I could ask a girl for nude pictures. The goal is always to meet in person.
Right.
Fuck off.
I mean, the theme of today's episode is that boys are horrible.
I think
guys are terrible, and if you're not terrible, you're already in the top 1%.
That's the theme of life. Girls are so great.
And guys are terrible.
The worst. Guys suck. Men are... I'm a feminist, I think.
In a weird way, I am a feminist now.
I'm a femme fatale, femme Nazi, some sort of...
La femme Nikita.
I think I'm a fembot.
You think you're a robot?
Jesus, yeah, guys suck. We're garbage. We're the worst. Girls are thoughtful, smart, kind.
Yeah. But the silver lining for the guys listening is that if you are slightly thoughtful, slightly kind, slightly smart, slightly funny, you're in such a great position.
Yeah,
your competition is so awful.
You're a rare breed, friends.
You're already being judged against garbage trash.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody to be good. For girls, it's hard to stand out because most girls are nice, kind, compassionate people. If you're nice, kind, and compassionate, you're an average woman. If you're a nice, kind, compassionate guy, you're a fucking Don Juan. So you know what? Guys rule. Keep acting terrible.
Don Juan?
Keep making us look better.
Yeah, dude. You make me look so good. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, me or...
Guys, in general, y'all make us look good. You know what I'm saying?
So... How dare you stick your tongue out at the end of
Miley.
The show.
Miley. Miley. Alright.
Alright, we've done enough. We've gone on our little exhausted diatribe. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Yo.
You can email us if you find yourself in your own sticky situation, difficult place, and need our advice. That email address again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Boom.
We're also still accepting theme song submissions. Oh, we didn't even mention that the awesome one at the top of the show was written by someone named Rory Powers.
Shoot, we forgot to do that.
So check out Rory Powers.
Rory.
And we're going to end with our favorite, the Stony, our remixer extraordinaire version, just because we have a cool little outro video made by another super fan of ours.
Yeah, you're like transcribing the outro. It's like, I think just let it happen and
all
they'll
right.
see it.
Yeah, I try to let people into all the right. process.
So now here comes a video.
And
I
now
will describe it
what
to
I
you.
Do is press the space bar indicating the end of the show. And,
I'm such an asshole because you do all the work. You're going to edit this after we're done.
You're already like, on Bourbon Street. Oh my God. You have beads. Where did you get that foot long? Holy shit.
I sucked a transvestite's dick. And like while I was doing it, they were like, I'll give you the beads for free. Just let me finish.
You already have a. I'm editing
it. Oh, shoot. What did I say? Somebody wrote in that transvestite was a bad word.
Yeah. Transvestite's technically what's it called?
A slur?
Yeah, a slur. You're supposed to say transgender.
Transgendered.
Transsexual.
Transgendered.
So we're ignorant on
either
that.
Either way,
regard.
I'm sucking this tranny dick.
Say tranny, then people at least assume you mean transgender or transsexual.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously, like, I'm not a hateful, like, I don't hate on him because I'm blowing him.
Either way, you're holding a yard of margarita.
Stop. I don't even know.
You're already fucking partying it up. I'm sitting at home tweaking the audio levels of this podcast.
Ooh, but that's fun for you.
Yeah.
You love
so we're
audio.
Both doing. Yeah. We're both doing what we love. And it's so different. That's why we get along. Oh,
sure.
Don't touch me.
Okay. I tried to put my arm around you.
I know. I didn't like that.
Rejection.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Actually, thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. Text me.
Stop it.
That's it. That was our episode. Thank you again to HuluPlus.com for bringing us back on a Thursday. That's right. On a Thursday, you can go to HuluPlus.com/Amir for a free extended 2-week trial of, access to watch thousands of TV shows and movies. Sounds good to me. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.